You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the 95BFM breakfast show, and on the line we've got the wonderful Romy Wrights. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. I'm in the East Coast at the moment, so I'm looking up to a beautiful view.
Oh, lovely. What a nice part of the world to be on a Wednesday morning.
Oh, it's stunning.
Hey, it's so nice to chat with you because you've just put out a debut brand new single called Bring It Back, which is with the wonderful crew from Manuka Recordings, including Kenny Sterling, who's helped a lot with the instrumentation on this. Tell us a wee bit about how you kind of came to work with the Manuka crew and what this track is all about for you, Romy.
Yeah, sure. So I guess I was running a venue space just off K Road called After Hours, and Kenny, we kind of bumped into each other. He was doing a lighting job. So, you know, we have the old yarn of, you know, what do you do? And I'm a singer. You know, I ask him what he does. He's a singer. But, you know, at this point, everyone in Auckland is a singer or a producer, so we kind of leave it there. And then we end up at a rap party that night, and there was a Prince song on, and he happened to be kind of where I was, and you know, just singing out loud, and he turns to me and he's like, oh, you can actually sing. So the very next week he booked me in and we went straight to studio, and that was about 3 years ago.
Oh, that's so exciting. I mean, obviously we know what's happening over the last 3 years. It's been quite a time for it, so yeah. I can see why it's taken a while to cook and, you know, feel like the right moment to be bringing this song out. But what were some of those ideas, if you cast your mind back 3 years, what were some of those ideas and vibes you were bouncing around when you were in the studio together?
I think my style of writing is very, you know, if it happens, then I'm going to write about it kind of thing. It's kind of hard for me just to write a song, I don't know, without it being inspired. So a lot of it was a lot of turbulence in my own life and a lot of love and lost love. So I guess you could say it was just my life that a lot of this is based around. And Ken is really great at bringing, you know, ideas out of you, and kind of he really encouraged me to, well, just get this done and bring the best out of this situation, which may have not looked so good at the time.
Yes, yeah. And then I guess now with the distance, you can probably feel quite differently when you are listening to the song or performing this song. What is the experience of, like, having this out in the world now?
It's quite a strange, I mean, not strange feeling. I'm quite a procrastinator. So to finally see this day has just been so overwhelming, because there were probably times where I just wanted to throw the towel in and just be like, you know what, I'm all good, I probably won't do this singing thing. But luckily I've got a really amazing support network, including Kenny and Manuka Recordings and everyone, so I was able to push through. So I feel really stoked and really grateful.
It is, and you're also playing a really exciting gig in just over a month's time, which is opening for the absolutely legendary, I mean, it's such a hyperbole, that word, but there is no other word for Lee Fields, which is very cool, at the Hollywood Avondale. You must be pinching yourself a wee bit about that.
I am. Like, I'm getting goosebumps, you just saying that. I can't believe it. And because we actually haven't really played any gigs just yet, maybe one we've done the other week, but to go straight into a opening for Lee Fields is just, yeah, it's amazing. I just can't believe it.
It's obviously a testament to this single and to the, like, the word on the street about what it means to be part of that Manuka crew at the moment. Who's going to be playing with you when you're performing at that gig?
So we're kind of just pulling the team together. So we've got JY, we've got Julian Dine as well on the drums. Who else do we have? Obviously we've got Kenny on the in the band too. And yeah, we're just kind of pulling everyone together at the moment, and just going to come. I'm based in Wellington, so I'm going to come up to Auckland and meet everyone in person, because a lot of our recordings have been, well, separately in our own time and place. So yeah, I'm really excited to meet the whole crew.
Oh, so exciting. Well, I'm very excited to see you play, and I think we should give your new song a spin. Where can people get this track if they want it in their lives?
Well, it's everywhere. You know, all streaming platforms. It's on Bandcamp, it's on iTunes. Oh, sorry, not iTunes, Apple.
Throwback.
Spotify, yeah, throwback. Yeah, it's everywhere. So, yeah.
Awesome. Hey, we've had a really nice text. Someone says, Queen Romy, Tamaki's own Chaka Khan. So that feels like...
Oh, please. You just compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, it feels like the right energy to be taking into this excellent Lee Fields gig. Sunday, the 10th of December at the Hollywood Avondale. Romy Wrights, thank you so much for speaking with us. This is your brand new track, Bring It Back. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Loving you this way, you mess it up, I stay. I've been praying for this feeling to go away, yet here I am in your arms again. How'd you get so far away? Won't you bring it back to me? Every time I close that door, seems to open up some more. Can't seem to cut these ties. Got my heart threaded to time. How'd you get so far away? Won't you bring it back to me?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.